Vanderbilt a winner tonight over Kentucky by a final score of 77-64. The Commodores now 16-9, 5-6 in the SEC. We are joined here by Coach Kevin Stallings. And boy, there was no questioning effort level tonight. Boy, they were something else.
They played real hard, and I was real proud of them. Really, really pleased with their effort and really pleased with how confidently they played. Because that was the thing I was worried about. I was worried about our confidence level because – you know, of how poorly we had played on Saturday. But I thought we had a good look to us the whole game. Even when it was tied at halftime, I thought that our guys had played with a great deal of intensity and emotion, and that's what you have to do in these games.
Really attacked offensively tonight. I mean, everybody driving to the basket. Patterson obviously didn't play, but was that the game plan from the outset?
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, we want to be an attacking team. Mm-hmm. We're best when we attack with, you know, with some intelligence. I thought for the most part we did that, and we got into the bonus early both halves, and we were able to go to the foul line, make our free throws. And A.J., they went small, and A.J., they had trouble matching up with him, so he got to the foul line a lot. And Lance obviously came off the bench and just was terrific for us. And so that's what you need when you're going to win games like this. You got to have guys come off the bench and give you a boost.
I looked at the final stats. Kentucky shoots, they shoot 38%. This is a team that shot almost 50% for the season among the nation's leaders. That's a terrific job defensively.
Well, it was. Now, you know, I would be, in my opinion, remiss if I didn't say that it's easier to guard them when Patrick Patterson doesn't play. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, our defensive effort, was terrific. Mm-hmm. And I thought we did a great job on Jody Meeks. You know, it is what it is. We played hard. We played with emotion. That's how you have to play. We can be successful when we play that way.
You came out of the locker room tied at 30, and you hit the first 9 points out of the gate. You shoot 59% in the second half. That's another thing that nobody does against Kentucky.
Well, we did a great job in the second half offensively, but I thought the key to the game was how we came out in the first 5 minutes of the second half. At the first TV timeout, at the start of the second half, we had outscored them 11-2. And we were up 9, and to come out and kind of hit them like that right away was real big key, I thought, for the game.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a 77-64 winner over Kentucky tonight. We continue with the coach. And obviously, this was a great team effort, but there were some super individual efforts tonight, weren't there?
Well, there certainly were. You know, I mentioned Lance. Jeff Taylor's defense on Jody Meeks was spectacular. You know, Joe, in two games against us, he's 11 for 40. Mm-hmm. Or excuse me, he was 5 of 16, so he's 11 for 37. And, you know, we've done the job on him both times. And now he gets to the foul line. He was 8 for 8 against us in the first game and 10 for 10 today. But nevertheless, I thought our defense on Jeff Taylor's defense on him was outstanding. And then Jermaine's running the club and taking care of the ball and getting, you know, just kind of controlling the pace of the game, I thought was real key. And obviously his free throw shooting was great as well.
You went to the box and won some tonight. It worked well.
Well, we put it in yesterday, so I thought we ought to try it. We put it in on Sunday, I guess. But we just wanted to have something in the event. You know, I really, in the back of my mind, I thought if Patterson doesn't play, I want to have this just in the event that Jody starts getting loose. Yeah. And so that we can force somebody else to do something if possible. And I thought it gave us a nice change up tonight. I don't, you know, I'm sure they weren't expecting it because we've never played it. Not that it was the huge difference in the game. I mean, if you look down, you look at our rebounding and our free throw shooting and how hard we played and the emotion and intensity we played with, that's what won the game for us. But I thought that kind of gave us an added boost there on defense for a little bit.
What does it show you? Your team got that lead in the second half. Never rattled, never lost intensity. You know, Kentucky tried to make their little runs, but Ching Gang a couple of blocks on Meeks down there. I mean, every time somebody stepped up.
Well, they did, and I just, I very proud of our team's effort, and that's, you know, that's kind of what we expect. That's what we need. That's what our fans deserve. Our fans deserve to have us play that hard. We might not always play that well, but they deserve to have us play that hard.
You were grinning coming in here tonight. What happened?
Yeah, well, on my way back to the press room, you know, I'm walking down there to get back here to you, and I know how demanding you can be, and so I'm kind of in a rush. And I walking down the hallway, and, you know, this lady says, "Nice game, coach." And I said thank you, and I kept walking. I was about three steps down before I realized it was Ashley Judd. So I got to be the only guy in the gym that could go walk by her and her speak directly to me first, and not even know it was her until I'm way down the hallway.
Lisa will be pleased to hear that.
Well, you know what? She's pretty cute, but she's not as cute as my wife, so, you know, what can I say?
I'll set them up for you, hit them out of the park.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
All right, Joe, thanks.
We'll have more right after this.